Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
844. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out with us as well as Bo has taken a few days off. We do have breaking news out of Cleveland, guys. Joe Flacco is benched for Dylan Gabriel in week five against the Vikings.
And everybody's going, all right, one step closer to Shedeur Sanders getting the starting job. Look, it is what it is. I almost am, like, tired of talking about Cleveland quarterbacks. And I'm not talking about this year's. It's just, dude, it's a Cleveland problem. It's not a quarterback problem.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly believe that. It's the same thing with the Baker Mayfield conversation. Like, as soon as Deshaun Watson signed there, I was like, okay, he's going to suck. Because that's just what happens in Cleveland. It's not a quarterback thing. It is a Cleveland thing.
Why is it a Cleveland thing? That's the main thing for me. Like, why have they had such bad luck with quarterbacks? Is it development? Is it ownership? A little bit of all of the above? Why is it a Cleveland problem?
I think that too many times, and not to go broad range here, broad picture, but too many times in sports, we try to, our human brain tries to simplify it into one reason for everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's just not a thing. Like, there's so many different reasons. The coaches haven't been given a long enough leash. Maybe there's some kind of environmental impact where you look at Chicago sometimes and it's the windy city and the quarterbacks are like, I hate playing Chicago because there's always wind blowing all over the place inside of Soldier Field. I think it's a little bit of everything. It's an ownership issue. It's a coaching issue. It's a schematic issue. It's a fandom thing, like where fans are always ready to move on to it's been 30 years like this for Cleveland. And we just have this conversation every single year. We have this conversation about Cleveland and I'm just, like, cool, man. Get somebody and just stick with it for the love. And I would assume that Dylan Gabriel is going to be benched in 5 weeks. Dylan Gabriel problem. It's a Cleveland thing. They're going to bench him in five. I can almost guarantee you. That's just what they do. That's what Cleveland does.
Do you think if they would have stuck with Baker Mayfield, because remember, Baker helped get them to the playoffs.
Yes.
Do you think if they would have stuck with Baker in Cleveland, Baker has the same success in Cleveland that he's having right now in Tampa Bay?
No. No, and here's the thing. Like I said, it's never one issue. They draft Johnny Manziel. That wasn't their fault that Johnny Manziel liked to fly to Las Vegas on Monday. You know what I mean? Now, structurally, could they have put better people around him? Probably. But it is what it is. I'm telling you right now, Dylan Gabriel will not start the next, 13 games left? No way. Zero chance.
Interesting. I mean, Shedeur, he's got to be excited about this news.
He does. And the curious thing will be when Dylan Gabriel does get benched, is it Shedeur time or are they like, we're going back to Flacco? You know what I mean?
Like, oh, man.
I mean, was it Deion or Shedeur that said – I think it was Deion said he felt good about Shedeur playing this year.
Yeah, so Deion did say that.
I guess he's got a little bit of inside scoop. Who knows?
And maybe Shedeur would be the one laughing, you know, because we talked about him turning down the Ravens possibly and some of the other opportunities. And because there was a clear path to the quarterback, maybe he'll be the one laughing in the end.
Let me ask you one more question about this Browns situation. Between – because obviously Flacco's not a long-term answer. He's a stopgap. Between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur – which one do you think ends up being in Cleveland longer? Because they're not both going to obviously be in Cleveland long term. Which one do you think, if you had to pick one right now, Which one ends up being in Cleveland longer?
That's a really good question. I'm not so sure. Well, I'm not so sure there will be a clearance. They could both get like let go at the same time, or they because they'll both be free agents around the same time.
I mean, hey, you know, once it Arch Manning like, does finally come out of Aaron's position, they might say, "All right, we'll go with Arch."
They might both have played enough that we're both like, "We're getting out of here." You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think that there's probably a higher ceiling on Shadur, but I think Dylan, obviously at this point, is probably more consistent. So we'll see. But I don't know. I just know that. If I was a quarterback and I could pick any team to go to, that would be the last one on the list. The last one.
I'm with
yikes, you. Yikes, yikes. Well, let's turn our focus back to the team we focus on every single week, the Falcons. We've been giving out grades for the first quarter of the season, and the last position group we have for today is specialists. So, Dylan, why
specialist?
Don't
you... Oh, sorry. Wrong word.
Why don't you start on this one? What are you going to give them a grade for?
I have to give specialists... At this point, I'm going to go.
This is going to be rough.
C minus. And the only reason I am giving them a C minus and not a D is because, yes, they lost you a game, but I think Parker Romo also won you a game.
That's
fair. Against the Minnesota Vikings. Because he doesn't go 5 for 5. You only scored one touchdown in the Minnesota game. Now, Minnesota ended up only scoring, what, 6 points? So, I mean, that.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Probably, yeah. But still, you get my point. So, yes, Younghoe lost. He didn't even lost you, but he didn't give you opportunity to win that Tampa Bay game. Park Romo bounced back against Minnesota, and they've been – he missed two against Carolina. That was a debacle in its own right. And then he was fine against the Commanders. So, when you talk about the kicking game specifically, they've been up and down and inconsistent. So, I'll give them – so, in that respect, that's a C effort. When you talk about punting, I think Bradley Pinion's been solid for the most part. So he kind of levels it out a little bit. The return game, you've had some debacles there. You had the fumble against Carolina that you lost. I think you had another fumble somewhere in the mix there as well, too.
Yeah.
And then I feel like your gunners have been pretty good. I feel like Kadarius Hodges, he's been – when he was out there, he's been good. Return-wise, Jamal Agnew's been solid when he's been out there, but he's been hurt. Other returners have been kind of shaky, iffy at best when you talk about D. Alford. And I think Mike Ford has gotten a return.
Ray-Ray.
He fumbled one, too. So it's just been so inconsistent. There's been highs. There's been lows. But there's been a lot. There's been ups. There's been downs. So that's why I land on C-. It hasn't been quite bad enough for me to, like, fail them with a D or an F. But it had nowhere near has been good enough to, like, pass them with flying colors. So that's why I land on C-.
You're in a better mood than me. I'm going D. And I'm with you, man. I agree there's been ups and downs. But there is not supposed to be ups and downs with special teams.
You're right.
That is the one thing that you have the same task in front of you every time when you step on the field for the most part. Like, if you're a kicker, you kick. If you're a punter, you punt. If you're a returner, you return. If you cover, you cover. I give him a D. And that's all apologies to Bradley Pinion, even though I don't think he's been great. I think he has been mediocre when you look at – and it's not all about, like, average yards per punt and all that stuff. It's not. But because, you know, you got to pin him inside the 20. But I think even some of the times I've thought, okay, he needs to bomb this, he hasn't bombed it. You mentioned the return game. The coverage units were exposed numerous times.
That's a good point.
And that's been bad. The field goal. So I'm going D on special teams. As disappointing and as up and down as the offense has been at times, the special teams has not helped. And it's got to be complimentary in terms of those three units. And special teams and offense cannot stink at the same time. And it's happened this year a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm going D on specialists.
Well, while our specialists for the Atlanta Falcons have underperformed, I'm going to talk about somebody that has overachieved, and we'll talk about haircuts as well. Yep, little Baron Burtons. Make sure you go get your W sauce, everyday hot sauce, all your Baron Burton products, marinade, all in your local Publix, Publi, whatever you want to call it.
Publicy.
So I came in my Kia Rio Z71. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I want to talk about I want to give a special shout out to I don't know if you guys are familiar too much with the streaming world, but obviously I'm big in the streaming. I want to give a special shout out to he's not from originally Atlanta, but he resides in Atlanta now, Kai Cenat.
I've heard the name.
He just hit 1 million subscribers on Twitch. That is a Twitch record, world record, and He did this during his – so he has done a Mafia-thon series. It's over now. But when he does these Mafia-thons, this was the third and final Mafia-thon, he streams for the entire month 24/7. You see him eat, sleep, do everything. He has a whole bunch of things lined up. And as he's gotten bigger guests on. Well, the goal of this Mafia-thon was to hit 1 million subs. He ended up getting a little over 1.1 million. When he initially announced that he was doing Mafia-thon 3, he said – well, and actually, it was Michael B. Jordan that said it when they did their little trailer. But when he hit 1 million subs, he's had dreadlocks since I think he said 2014. When he hit 1 million subs, he was going to not only cut his hair, but LeBron James was going to cut his hair.
Wow.
Yes.
That was the last thing I thought was about to come out.
Yes. So the last day of the Mafia-thon was yesterday because he did it all throughout the month of September. LeBron James came and he cut Kai Cenat's hair.
Wow.
And he didn't do the entire haircut, but he took the scissors and there was a barber told him where to cut. So it was a really cool thing. And it's also cool because not only has obviously he made a ton of money, but 15% of the revenue that he has made during Mafia-thon 3 is going to building schools in Nigeria. So it all was, it also was towards a great cause too. So I just wanted to quickly give him his flowers and give him congratulations. Again, not from Atlanta originally, but he resides in Atlanta now with the rest of his group called AMP. They all do content and all. They all streamers and stuff like that. So hit 1 million subs. LeBron James cut his hair, and it was for all a good cause too.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I love that. I don't know if I would trust somebody to cut my hair, but as long as he's not doing the whole thing, as long as he's not edging him, like, we're good.
And that was going to be real quick my question to y'all. What celebrity would you let cut your hair? Mike, for you. What celebrity would you let give you a buzz cut? And Ally Mac, for you, what celebrity would you let? You have to do something extreme, though. Like, you have to get, like, a bob.
So that's the thing. It's not going to be a great haircut if it's a celebrity, right?
Right.
So I would go even more extreme than that. Britney Spears, shave my head.
Stop it.
Let's make some headlines.
Who would you let do it?
Britney Spears.
Oh, you let Britney.
Oh, you would let her do it.
Let Britney shave my head.
You've lost your mind,
Mike. Who are you letting? Which celebrity you letting get a buzz cut?
Buzz is a buzz. It's not that tough. So I would probably. My wife's at work now, so I can say this. I'd probably just pick some kind of hot female. You know what I mean? I'd go with Megan Fox or Sydney Sweeney or somebody like that, and I'd be like, "Hey, well, yeah, you can go and buzz this haircut. It'll grow back eventually. It's all good." Yeah.
I love it. That is going to do it for us today. For Mike, Dylan, myself, Ally Mac, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Get your hair cut, Atlanta.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.